I don't remember the names of all my boyfriends, but I can remember the names of all my pets. First was Odie the dog. Yes, like Garfield's sidekick. Then there was Tinkerbell the hamster, who lived only 2 months. My sister killed Tinkerbell. The squeaky sound the wheel made during the middle of the night annoyed her. I know she thought mean thoughts because she said, "That stupid hamster, I hope it dies." And as we all know, words can kill. Duchess the rabbit lived longer than Tinkerbell the hamster. My sister liked rabbits. Those are all the pets I've had up until now, not counting Vice the cat, my current pet, whom I treat like a princess. So maybe Duchess is a more appropriate name for Vice the cat. Then what should Duchess the rabbit have been named? More of that later. They say the way you treat your pets reflects who you are. Who am I? Looking back, I think I treated Duchess worse than Odie. But then again, that is debatable. What's worse, confining a rabbit to a small cage or tying the mouth of your dog with a rubber band? Now, confining a rabbit to a tiny cage is kind of like slowly boiling a lobster to death. Well, there's a similarity only to a point, because a rabbit instantly resists, whereas a lobster doesn't because it doesn't know it's being boiled to death. Still, it's not long before the rabbit resigns itself to its cage. On the other hand, the intensity of suffering Odie experienced with his mouth clamped shut, even though it was only for a few minutes. Mind you, I wasn't really aware of the cruel nature of what I was doing when I was doing it. Odie could still, after all, breathe with his mouth tied shut through his nose. I kind of got a kick out of the sound he made with his muzzle all rubber banded. How cute he looked swatting his little paw across his face, all the while wearing my brother's Oshkosh-Bagosh t-shirt. Now that only ups the cuteness factor. Of course, I removed the rubber band once it seemed he'd had enough. His eyes glazed over and snot spewing out. I got no pleasure, however, from seeing Duchess confined in that cage. Mom wouldn't buy a bigger one because she said it would cost too much and take too much room. Keep in mind that I would let Duchess loose once in a while when I could remember to do so. It was aggravating because she'd hop away and hide behind the broken-down freezer or in some corner where I couldn't reach her. Yes, she must have breathed in the exhaust fumes from the car, considering that Mom made me sit the rabbit cage under the tool shelf, right next to the muffler. I suppose I could have protested and insisted on a bigger cage and better place for Duchess, but everyone knows you can't always get your way and remain a frivolous child forever. Actually, I'm mistaken about the order of my pets. Odie wasn't the first. Tinkerbell was, the short-lived hamster. Just like my childhood, I can only remember a handful of childhood incidents. Everything else condenses into a blur, like a gust of rain windshield wiped away in an instant. Tinkerbell's scurrying feet in a see-through plastic ball, getting stuck in a corner between the wall and the fridge. Dad saying, "You know, that's really cruel. That poor animal thinking it's getting somewhere when it's really not." When you're a kid, it's like everything is larger than you. Your parents, your older brother and sister, time. You stare up at time with its enormous hands, smiling a silly grin back at you. Boredom. You've got to do something with that great big gob of time oozing from the ceiling, down the walls, and through your fingers. So you watch your hamster run in a see-through ball down the kitchen tile, all the while getting nowhere, your dog slapping itself tirelessly in order to breathe. You feel your body burn with unspeakable pleasure until you want to give your pet rabbit more freedom, but your mom and dad, who are no longer enormous but still hold an enormous power over you, say that that little cage is room enough for small creatures. Tinkerbell was my first pet, then Odie. Not that the order of those first two really matters, since which one suffered more is debatable. What matters is that Duchess was last. Duchess, whom I found cold, stiff one morning after a night of heavy rain. After I had moved her to the backyard to give her some fresh air, whom I left forgotten in her small cage all night. Duchess, who suffered the most. Duchess, who should have been named.